ABC Radio Australia.
Concerns have been raised over a US-based foundation's plans to offer volunteers. Those are essentially luxury trips that include, though, a stint volunteering at a local NGO. And they're happening in the Pacific as well as elsewhere in the world. Now, this group, World Ventures Foundation, recently visited Fiji to help out at a women's sexual violence centre, and they have plans to return to the country to provide more assistance. But some experts fear that a lack of regulation and transparency in the industry means that volunteers don't always have a positive impact on the communities they're supposed to be serving. Priyanka Srinivasan reports.
Forget sipping cocktails on white sandy beaches. In recent years, it's become more common for tourists to look to do good and give back to the countries and communities they visit by volunteering with local NGOs and charities. It sparked a travel industry called volunteer tourism or voluntourism, and the founder of one local NGO that welcomed volunteers to Fiji says they are glad for the extra hand.
When I first met them, I was a bit leery because they're just beautiful people that were coming on a nice holiday and wearing lots of jewelry and makeup, and I'm thinking, oh, we're not going to get much work done.
Lini Roche is the founder of the Fiji-based NGO Homes of Hope that provides support and shelter to children and women who are victims of sexual abuse. Earlier this month, she welcomed a group of volunteerists from the US-based organization World Ventures Foundation.
They really truly surprised me. They came and worked in the rain, worked in the sun, and they planted peanuts and moringa trees. They worked on our farm. They helped clean things. They helped move things. They really, truly worked hard. It was wonderful to have them on campus.
Unlike other volunteer programs, usually managed and funded by governments or international NGOs, volunteers pay for the experience of helping out at a charity, and they're not always expected to have experience in the field. World Ventures Foundation, a US-based non-profit organization, runs its volunteer packages to Fiji, New Caledonia, and other countries across the world. Its executive director, Sophia Stoller, says they offer volunteers to create positive change in the lives of children and families across the world, and they're keen to expand these tours in Fiji and beyond.
Our volunteers came back with some great feedback, and we enjoyed partnering up with the Homes of Hope. And we are looking to start planning our next volunteer to come back and bring some more volunteers to give back to the community.
But when asked, Ms. Stoller couldn't say how much a single trip through her organization would cost, nor how much is paid to the for-profit travel company that coordinates the trips.
I don't understand why this is. I thought we were talking about the World Ventures Foundation and the good work that we do. I don't understand
Indeed.
These questions and why we need to go through this.
What we do is we
have a great partnership where we're able to offer these great experiences to change lives and to help people.
Indeed, and that's not what I was concerned with. I guess it's more if volunteers are expecting that the cost of their trip will go towards the foundation and not the company.
That's not the case. So I don't think there's an issue here. I think we're done talking here.
Okay. Okay, bye. Pacific Beat contacted Sophia Stoller after that exchange with follow-up questions, but she didn't respond. The lack of transparency between the for-profit and charitable arms of volunteerism companies is of great concern to experts like senior lecturer Inge Herman from Saxon University in the Netherlands. She co-authored a report on volunteerism in the region for last year's APEC summit in Papua New Guinea.
Many of the NGOs and governmental organizations used to pay people for going somewhere and assist. Well, nowadays you actually pay as a volunteer to go somewhere, and it's often debatable where that money actually goes. There are estimations that only 10 to 20% of the money that you invest in a volunteerism trip actually end up in the host community. So the question then is, where is the remaining 80% of the money going?
Ms. Herman is skeptical that volunteers can make positive change in communities and says the program can be harmful, particularly if children are involved.
Many of the volunteerism projects don't require any particular skills in terms of training or certificates. They require you to be enthusiastic and flexible. And I don't believe, from a personal and professional point of view, that those are the basic requirements that you need to work with very vulnerable children.
She is calling for greater regulation of the industry and for larger countries to support smaller Pacific islands in screening voluntourists.
I believe, and also I think that the report stated that regulation can make a difference to help these smaller countries to move forward